glorious. Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
We are two members from the B2 Forum. You may have heard these familiar voices from the Football Forum and the 72 Show. So please don't flick off now. We think we know even more about wrestling than we do football. As clearly we don't know enough about football, and clearly we're not very good at it. No, joking. Due to the success of the football podcast, we decided to give wrestling a crack, and we're very, very excited to be doing it.
Yep.
A little running at what's going to be happening. I'm joined by Chris Lappin.
Hello.
Obviously, Chris is from the V2 Forum as well, and hosts the main football podcast, along with Anthony Kendrick, who isn't really into wrestling as much as us, so it's him missing out. a bit of a running for some of the so everyone knows where we are. We're going to be doing the next sort of, WWE's case, every week it seems, we'll be reviewing a pay-per-view. We'll be reviewing every pay-per-view WWE is doing over next month, with the hope of maybe getting this as a weekly show, depending on how successful we think it's going and the feedback from our fantastic listeners. So there's only one place to start. Before we do start, I just want to give a shout out. I've actually got into indie wrestling, and obviously those who've gone on the forum over since 2016, I was never really a fan of the indie wrestling, but thanks to progress, I'm very much an indie wrestling fan now. Went to a show in Brighton on Saturday night called Riptide Wrestling.
Yeah.
Their very first show, absolutely brilliant. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to them, because they deserve it. A first ever show, and I thought it was tremendous. Matches were brilliant. The way it was all ran was superb. Generally, I think everyone who was at the show went home happy. So, a full credit to them. And I just hope that it's not just a one-off, and they will make it a regular occurrence in Brighton. So, fantastic one unto them.
Was there any names anybody have heard of?
Yes, we had Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
You might have heard of him. He won the Super Juniors tournament in 2016 in Japan. He wrestled Shane Strickland, who's well known in the American scene.
Yeah.
They had a main event match, which Will Ospreay won. There was a six-man tag match featuring CCK, Chris, and they were joined by Kid Sabian, and they were up against Chuck Mambo, Ashley Dunn, and Lion Kid. I've never actually heard of that.
That sounds really good. So.
Yeah, it was a fantastic lineup, and I was very, very impressed at the professional side of it as well. And just I thought it was very well done for their first ever show. It was good to see also other indie promotions giving their congratulations on Twitter as well. So I just hope they can do very well. We've seen the success of Progress, absolutely fantastic company, ICW, WCPW. So it'll be nice to have another company up there. It was a fantastic show, and a lot of genuinely good feedback as well from both the wrestlers and the fans that went. So.
Yeah, regularly go. Whenever they're in Wallasey, I go to see European pro wrestling. They had Bram on, and who was the other guy they had on? They had Joseph Connors at the last one, so it was quite. They usually have one big name, and then they have their own, like, generic wrestlers. It's a fat guy, and it's a giant, and
exactly. And to be fair, the guys I've never even heard of, the ones who aren't in pro, I was actually extremely impressed by them. I think one thing it just says with now how strong UK wrestling is at the moment. Obviously, we've seen the UK get praise from WWE, and obviously they're creating the WWE United Kingdom Championship. So I really think the sky's the limit, and it's just fantastic to see. And so with the young talent coming through, I think we're in very, very good hands.
I think it's going to be interesting when World of Sport comes back, because it's with the same company that does TNA. And TNA has been quite... No, it's not TNA anymore. Impact Wrestling. It's been pretty decent recently, so hopefully...
Yeah, exactly. And so all competition's good competition. And absolutely, I think that'll be very good. And I think, obviously, I hope that it's not. I hope there's not too much of a breakaway with these companies. They don't sort of push themselves to one or the other. I know Progress have got a very, very good relationship with WWE, and I hope they. But I hope they continue to have the talents that are going to be on the World of Sports show. So it'll be very interesting events there. I just hope that it's the case of everyone gets along. That's what we want in life. Everyone to get along. But that being said, we'll move on to the Money in the Bank show. What were your overall thoughts, Chris? What did you think of it all?
Very heel, winning heavy. I think some of the booking decisions were a bit iffy, but
yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I thought that some of the ending. I didn't enjoy the endings of most matches, but I thought the matches were good. But the endings were a bit questionable, at least on the first three matches. Bit.
Yeah, as I say, we'll run the card down forward. I think from what you're saying now, I think we're going to agree a lot.
Yeah.
Going on with the show. Well, quickly, neither of us actually watched the pre-show. We both had work early on. Well, I had work early on Monday, so didn't start for the show. So therefore, when I did watch the show, it was just a case of watching just the show.
Yeah.
I don't know what your excuse was, Chris. I think you were still same boat to me, weren't you?
I had a really busy weekend. Planned to stay up and watched it. Was asleep by 9:30.
There we are. Well,
watched it yesterday.
But I've got good excuses.
I didn't tend to watch the pre-show, to be honest. It's a lot of talking just for 2 hours.
I'm saying this is a big four show. I'm never a big fan of the pre-show. I mean, I do like the way they build up the matches for the main show. I think that's very professional.
I watched the Royal Rumble one and I watched the WrestleMania one, but I don't tend to watch the rest of them.
Yeah, and I think it's because they have actually got matches that kind of mean stuff on those shows. Where it's the case of just having just a filler match, really. But the match on the pre-show was the returning Hype Bros. They beat the Clones, Primo and Epico, the Hype Bros. Yet we saw obviously on SmackDown this week when Mojo Rawley was getting interviewed. He was interrupted. That sounds a bit rude. he saw his former buddy Zack Ryder, and they embraced with a hug. And then we saw them team up on the pre-show and get a win. See them back together. Do you think Mojo did well whilst Zack was injured? Battle Royal.
I've liked him. I think he's gone a lot serious, more. He isn't as hyped. He's a lot more. It's a bit more serious, and I've liked him. So I'm a bit whether to get back into the Hype Bros. But the way the rumours are going, it looks like it's going to be Zack Ryder's going to turn heel on him. So that could be a good feud going forward. And how orange did Zack Ryder look? It's Hulk Hogan levels of orange.
I think with that, I personally think that Young Mojo's done pretty well on this whilst he's been out. What you did pretty well in the Andre Grant Memorial Battle Royal. I was liking them as a tag team as well. I think that especially the younger audience, they get over pretty well. I've always liked them, and I mean, he's really good run by 2011 where internet champion, then had an IC title run with Dolph Ziggler. That was probably his career. I know he had his one night run with Intercontinental, but winning at WrestleMania is the shock result. But no, I think him as a heel, I think that would be very interesting.
To say him as a really cocky heel, and then Mojo carrying on if he's more serious, but still a bit jokey. But I like how unintense he is at the moment. So you got a bit. Could be a bit annoying.
Yeah.
Mojo, I've liked him the last 2 months. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's when you read on the forums, that's the general consensus, I think, with them. But no, I think going forward, that could be a pretty good feud and interesting to see who will go over. I think I always think it's the person who's turned heel on should go over. I was thinking those sort of rivalries. But no, it's good to see Zach back. So he's always been a very hard worker for the company. Whenever you sort of hear his interviews on dirt sheets and stuff, he's always over how much he does love the company. It's good to see it back, and it'll be interesting to see what they do going forward with them. If they might even get a tag team title run as well with the Usos, which we'll move on to.
I don't think they're going to turn each other quite, because I think I can see it. Is it Backlash next?
It's Battleground.
Battleground, sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking it could be like maybe Fashion Police, Hype Bros, Usos, and New Day might do like a four corner thing.
Yeah.
And then have a one on one between the Usos and New Day at SummerSlam.
Yeah, that could work. Yeah, it's like, cause they're all getting a bit of a push at the moment. I believe. I think even got some tag teams that aren't even sort of seen a lot with the Ascension, American Alpha. So I think there's some good teams on SmackDown that could arguably need to push a bit more. We've seen it with Tyler Breeze and Fandango. They're very good wrestlers, and I think this fashion passing has been pretty funny, to be fair.
It's been hilarious.
I think stuff like that gives them a bit of a kick in it, and they can do it, and I think they could be a very good tag team. But we'll move on to that later on when we get to the Usos New Day match. Well, we might as well just do that now, actually, whilst we're on the tag team scene. That match was the second match of the show.
Yeah.
Usos so New Day were close to the win, but then Usos decided they didn't want to wrestle anymore. They didn't think they needed to fight New Day, so they walked off with the belt through the crowd, as fighting champions do. What were your thoughts on that?
I thought the match as a whole was very good. The ending is a bit lazy. Lazy booking, I think.
That's one word that, well, two words that I've seen a lot of the internet, lazy booking. I do agree with that.
I think if you don't know a finish, don't book the match.
Well, yeah, I think absolutely. I've seen this a lot over the reading over on the forums and stuff. As I said, and to be fair, this match should have been very good. I think Usos are an incredibly underrated tag team. I think I've always been very impressed with them in the ring. And I think the only thing I said that Usos have ever struggled with is personality getting over, but I think this heel turn has been the best they've ever been on the mic and everything, especially that promo they cut before WrestleMania with American Alpha on SmackDown. I thought it was class, and I think they're really starting to get, typical WWE, they're starting to get over as heels, I think, these sides. And New Day, they, you know exactly what you get, they've proven over the last couple of years they're a great tag team.
It's still a bit weird going on about the jail rape jokes at the beginning. Doing drop the soap and stuff, that's a bit weird. them references.
I could get the reference as well, but as I say, usually it's, I find usually a lot of the programs that are a bit weird. we're touching about going forward the tag team scene. Presumably, you'd like to think New Day will get a rematch, but obviously, we have seen a lot of the tag teams emerging on the scene. And as Battleground has shown, it's one of those ones where they do like to have like triple threat matches or fatal four-way matches. So, because I think with New Day going forward, I think they'll probably claim the belts at some point.
I'd leave that until SummerSlam. Looking at a big feel-good summer moments.
And I think they won it before they had their 1 year thing. I think it was 2 years ago at SummerSlam. They won the belts there, so that could. They could maybe even go another good run with the SmackDown belts as well. So the match itself was good. I think they were doing a rematch. Maybe as you say, the battle game might be just a fatal four way or these all tag teams.
Yeah, I can see it being a fatal four way. That's just, and then maybe Mojo takes the pin, which leads to the
heel turn. Yeah, that's a good shout. Staying in the tag team scene, there was also a match later on in the card. I think it was actually an ultimate match. It was between Breezango and, well, mystery opponents, as we saw earlier in the night during the Fashion Files, the tag team that's been causing Breezango Fashion Police a bit of problems. It turned out to be the Ascension, and I was hoping when they came. I mean, I know you were hoping it was going to be a heel American outlet.
That was what the rumor mill is going to be. The rumour is that there's going to be Shelton Benjamin's going to come in to manage them.
A heel
American Alpha. I don't know, it could still be a swerve. Maybe they didn't want to waste it on a B pay-per-view. Maybe American Alpha paid off the Ascension to come out.
Yeah, it could be. When you say that, actually, because I did think that they almost came out too quickly. There wasn't any suspense. When they were in the ring, when got in the ring, they were waiting, sort of with intent to find out who was coming. It was almost like they got in the ring, and it was like a match. It was almost like a steady match, but it came straight out.
What do you think's gone wrong with the Ascension? Because I've been watching a lot of old NXT recently, and they were, Victor wasn't in it.
Yeah, we got
when it was Bram and Connor, they were brilliant.
Well, I remember their first ever, on the first ever NXT show. I remember their promo when they were up in, up in the towers and stuff. Yeah. Talking about smiles and stuff. I thought that was awesome. I've always thought their tag team could be a very, very good heel tag team.
They need to get rid of the face paints, get rid of the Legion of Doom look, go back to how they were in NXT. Maybe bring back the Bram, or whatever it was, Cameron. Kenneth Cameron. Maybe have him as a threesome, because he was brilliant and he looked like he could batter anyone.
I don't know what he did wrong, wasn't it? He got arrested or something.
Yeah, but loads of people have come back after dodgy drug things.
Oh, yeah, so. Hopefully that it might, yeah, it'd be in the ground position to bring him back when they can.
I think he used to be married to Charlotte as well, so I don't know how dodgy that would be, or how awkward it would be. But I just think that'd be a good idea, just to freshen up the Ascension, because I think Connor looks massive now. He looks like he batter people.
Yeah. I don't like the treatment they get. I think they drop too much. And so they look like they could be a scary tag team, that sort of thing. Like a proper good, a very good tag team. Again, they've just been appallingly. And when they first started on the main show, they even went over New Age Outlaws. I think they disrespected the legends. As I say, everything about them could be good. I think you said it yourself in the game, you're a bit of a freshen up, but as I say, I wasn't a fan of it. If it was them that were the mystery tag team, it just seems such a waste. One, to have them lose the match first and foremost, which I just think is ridiculous. They were just made to look useless. The way they were, say that on the video, they had quite a dark promo. And then, so they come out and, come out straight away, so there was no suspense waiting for this tag team might be. They came straight out of the curtain like they were almost scheduled to come out and lose.
Another way of thinking is just that they wanted to get Fashion Police on telly. Because they know everybody like them, so just throw them out against the Ascension. It's massive, the Ascension lose.
What we see with these pay-per-views is they do love a filler match, especially on the SmackDown side of it, because it's a smaller roster as well. I don't know whether it was all planned on the night, just needed a bit of a filler.
I think it needed two more matches this pay-per-view, because they're quite short matches, apart from the championship match and the last man's match.
But yeah.
They could have done a decent tag team match, and possibly, because Aiden and English and Harper have been having a bit of a back and forth on Twitter, so that could have just another 5-minute match somewhere. Just to pad it out a bit. It seems to be, because the promo packages seem to be very long.
Yeah, I can see that. And as I said, I think they've got a very good roster. And it'd be great if they could just almost utilise it a bit more than they're doing now, and giving the matches a bit longer, especially in the tag team scene. I think they've got a great tag team bunch there, and I'll say going forward, I think they could have a really good, exciting division, but I just think they need... Well, I think with the draft as well, they missed the trip. I mean, New Day was probably what they did need, but I think maybe... I think they could have done maybe like another good heel tag team. I think Gallows and Anderson would have been quite good going over there.
I'm really surprised they didn't come over.
I know that they said the Usos as heels, but I think what you said about the American Alpha, I think that could be quite managed by Shelton Benjamin as a heel thing. That could be a very good round, if it was a swerve for the Ascension. Well, if anyone, all our listeners, if you've got any views of where you see the tag team division going, or if you've got any thoughts of how they can freshen the tag team up, freshen the Ascension up, freshen whoever up, then maybe add another tag team to the division, a return, obviously, with the Hardys return to Raw. If you know anyone who should return to SmackDown, then please get in touch. So I've got on our Twitter, which Chris is.
BBGW Pod.
Very easy, don't they? Right, the first match of the whole show was the Women's Money in the Bank match. First of all, it's a fantastic idea. Continue the Women's Revolution going on. Great idea. Some great wrestlers in there. Expectations very high. And it was appalling, in my opinion. I don't know if you have any other views.
To begin at the start, I felt Tamina looked really strong to begin with. There wasn't as many ladder spots as I was hoping for. I thought there were going to be Charlotte doing the moon flip off the moonsault off the top of the ladder. I had that banked in my head that was going to happen. The ending with James Ellsworth climbing the ladder and retrieving it for Carmella, I don't think it's a bad ending, but it's a bad ending for the first ever. A man helping the woman in the first ever women's title, Money in the Bank. If that was next year, have a joke ending. But for the first one, you want the woman to look strong at the end, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I said about calling it because of the end. I think the ending's really... yeah, there was some okay moments at the time that I think people were looking strong, but one, I thought it was too short. I thought
it could do another first 5 minutes, off, yeah.
I thought it was always one of the moments they could really give it a good... Probably, I was even hoping it would be the longest match of the night, if I'm honest. It didn't bother me. When it was the opening match, I was surprised, but it didn't bother me. I thought, yeah, it could be a good... Could even be a great... But probably the best thing they could do. But I just thought it was way too... I thought it was slightly too short. And I say, the ending was really appalling, I thought.
I think from a storyline point of view, it's a good ending. So going forward, it brings lots of heat on Carmella and James Ellsworth. They could even, if they're brave enough, put maybe Becky Lynch against Ellsworth in a match. But I just don't, just for the first one, I don't think it's very good.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And that's what I think first main match should have been half an hour. I think it should have been half an hour long. I thought there should have been spots galore.
I don't mind Carmella winning it either. If she won it, to come up herself and look just a woman looking strong at the end of it, rather than being helped by a bitch or something.
I think Carmella was probably the best one too, and she, I mean, she's a good heel. I mean, she's a pretty good wrestler. That didn't bother me. It was the, as I say, just, yeah, it was a jokey end for, as you say, the first ever woman's Money in the Bank. And the promo, I thought the promo before as well was brilliant as well, so it was piped up very well. And everything, and I just thought, yeah, the ending just really undid all the good work going into it. As I said, no complaints about who actually won the match today, so I think Carmella will be good. I think she'll be good holding it. Or she'll obviously get Elsa just to hold it for until she decides the time's right. But it's just the fact the way, yeah, you said yourself, a man running up the ladder grabbing it on the first ever. Women's Money in the Bank, it just I just wasn't too impressed by the ending, and it kind of overshadowed the whole match.
Also, I kind of expected then Shane's music to go off and him saying, this is not how it's going to end. Restart the match, and then.
Yeah.
But he wasn't even there.
I thought Shane or Daniel Bryan would come out, but. Yeah. No, but it was, as I said, the ending just really wasn't great, I didn't think at all. Moving on to the women's title match between Naomi and the gorgeous.
I did like her costume. Attire.
Absolutely. And I thought she was actually okay in the ring. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
It's a lot better match than I thought it was going to be. I thought it could have been a bit of a train wreck.
I agree with that. I think Naomi's a very, very good wrestler. I think she might have been able to help Lana. I think Naomi's probably behind the second one behind Charlotte of the best wrestler on the SmackDown roster.
Mm.
But yeah, I thought the match was perfectly good. So I think the right winner. I don't think Lana should win the title in her first ever match. I did think it was going to be a screw finish for Lana to win. When Carmella came out, I didn't think she was going to cash in. I thought it was too soon. I always thought she was going to come out and just observe.
From the graphics that kept coming up, they kept saying that from Brian and Shane both coming up saying, we don't like the ending of the Money in the Bank, we're going to sort this out on Tuesday. So, in kayfabe land, if you're Carmella, don't you come out and cash in just to make sure you get a cash in and it won't get taken off you on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't see the point in bringing up.
I think this is WWE talking about. There's not really ever logic that follows.
I just thought, why are you putting all the tweets up saying nobody's happy with it? We're going to sort this out on Tuesday. And then so it just makes. If you're Carmella, you see that, you go, I need to get my title shot in now.
Yeah, no, you're right. It would have made a lot of sense to do it that way. Why they didn't, who knows? I wouldn't even be surprised if they do even take it off on Twitter, or maybe even do if she has to. If she has to beat them all in a match or something. I think she's the right one to hold the briefcase. I have no complaints with that. With the Money in the Bank match, I don't think it was the correct way to finish it. But I think Carmella always probably the correct winner. And I think Naomi was right to beat Lana, and I thought Lana did pretty well. And I think she can do a bit more. I think she could be going to be a pretty good. SmackDown, I think.
It was quite a decent story to the match, well, because she kept focusing on Naomi's knee most of the match.
Yeah, that was a sort of attack on SmackDown as well.
Yeah.
for. So yeah, no, I said that match absolutely fine. And full credit to Lana for putting on an okay first, a pay per view standard match, in my opinion.
Yeah, but that was three matches in a row with a screw finish. There was crowd once again. Can we just have a clean?
Yeah. also, not a match, but a return. Maria back in WWE.
Oh, love Maria.
Awkward promo, I thought.
I love the 80s throwback. Love hair rock entrance music. It's brilliant. I don't think most of the crowd knew who Mike Bennett was, based on the reaction. I think they were...
It did seem very, I think awkward's the word, so no one really knew who they were. So it's great to see Maria back. I think I think she'll be very good for the division. I think James has done well since returning to WWE when she returns. So I think that's good to have her back. It seems to me they were kind of heel promo.
Yeah.
She never was a heel, I don't think, ever in a time, was she on? Back in the, not to my knowledge.
I didn't watch a lot. I've only got back into it in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I think she was between WWE between sort of 2004 and 2009, 10. Yeah. So I think the whole time was she did obviously comments. She did a...
She played the stupid girl gimmick.
Yeah.
The ditzy girl.
Backstage interview, yeah, and then she moved on to wrestling, and yeah, I think she was always a face, but no, it'll be interesting how they go with it.
Her recent run in TNA was really good. She was like just made like head of the women's division.
Right, yeah, no, yeah, she was. I've got no complaints about her back. I just thought the whole segment was a bit awkward, but I think it was more due to quite a young crowd.
I'd say a lot of the hardcore WWE people don't watch Ring of Honor, they don't watch TNA, so they don't have no idea who the Miracle Mike Bennett is.
And it was before the Randy Orton, it was before the Orton match, people might have gone and got a drink or refreshments or something quickly, but they might have even missed the whole segment, so...
Yeah.
No.
What do you think the ceiling for a gimmick where you're infatuated with your wife could be? That seems to be the gimmick.
That's all the women's action rounded up. Whatever you thought of the Money in the Bank, if you thought it was perfectly good finish, if you thought it was an appalling finish, if you didn't think the match was good, if you didn't think the right winner, what you thought of Lana's debut, if you're happy Naomi's still the champion, if you're happy with the Maria returning, then just say all the details again, go on our Twitter or on the V2 forum. That's moving on to, we just touched on it a second ago, Randy Orton against Jinder Mahal. What's Chris?
I don't like champions coming out first.
Yeah, no, I agree as well.
And he didn't seem to have his... He seems to, the last couple of weeks since he's won it, he's had massive entrances every time. Now he just has the Singh brothers saying, here's Jinder Mahal. Where's all the dancers and the big rug and the... He's been happening for the last couple of weeks. I thought there's a bit... The legends at the side, again, the crowd didn't seem to know half of them. If you didn't watch AWA in the 70s, you'd know half of them.
I was going to say, me being 23, about 20, I didn't know who some of them were. I must have. I know the obvious one. I knew who Cowboy Bob was, I knew Ric Flair was, Sergeant Slaughter.
Lenny Henning, he's only really known these days for being Mr. Yeah. Perfect's dad.
Perfect's dad, yeah.
But he was a good wrestler back in the day. It was the... I can never remember his name. And Greg Gagne was the promoter's son who won a couple of tag team titles. He wasn't really much of a legend. He wasn't a legend in his own dad's promotion. So it shows how good of a wrestler he was. But actual match, I thought it was really good. Again, dodgy ending.
I thought it was actually a time where I actually bought into Jinder Mahal. And don't get me wrong, I'm happy they've actually given this a go. Because we've never seen Jinder at the top, and I don't think you can judge superstars until they've had a run at the top. It's all well and good saying they're jobbing, but it's not their choice to job. I think until you're actually seeing them in a proper run, then you can't really judge them. And I think so far it's been pretty good. I can't really say he won the title. I think I think the Singh brothers are pretty good alongside him.
They're very Jay and Joey, aren't they?
I couldn't agree any more with that. I think it's working. I think they're working pretty well.
I would have liked a bit more build up in his, because he won like 2 matches in 5 years and then got a title shot.
I think that's what's happened. I think that happened a bit too quickly. I think they should have maybe had him win a feud with someone
He could have done it over about 6 months, make him a bit of a monster heel.
The fact that, because he had a bit of a run with when he was Rusev, but even that went a bit.
Yeah, but he still lost every match. Every tag team match, he took the fall in all the matches.
I think it was weird. They brought it back to the WWE after getting released. I think it was
2014. Him and McIntyre both got released about the same time, didn't he? Now they're both back looking.
Monsters. I thought the Singh brothers, well, they've got some, they haven't really got too much, they haven't really done a lot, I don't think. I know they've done a few trying to get involved in matches, but I think they haven't really, really pissed Orton off in a way that Orton was. But now I think when they tried to actually grab Orton's dad, then I think that's the saving point for Orton. We haven't seen really Orton too aggressive as well, so it'll be good. I hope this dog's match will be just an Orton who's out of control with Orton.
Yeah.
I think last time we sort of saw that, but I just wanted just to come out and just RKO everyone in sight, really, and just beat the crap out of them, really. I think that'll be good. I think obviously Orton's going to get another match due to the screwy finish, which will probably be at Battleground.
I can see it possibly being a cage match. It kind of calls for a cage match, or
I think it'll be something where Orton probably won't win, but where it can also stop those two getting involved, but I think it could potentially, or even Orton could win, then it could even get cashed in on.
Yeah.
Don't spoil who's won that yet, but I'd definitely see them having a rematch or with a stipulation of some kind where it keeps the Singh brothers out. I thought for the whole myself, the match was perfectly good. The finish, I think it makes a bit of sense. Obviously, I like the way Orton begged the ref not to disqualify him and just throw them out. And on their way out, they walk like past Orton's dad. Obviously, then the legends wave by. I would have quite liked to see, given how old they are, but I would have quite liked to see Ric Flair or someone jump a barrier.
Yeah, give them a couple of chops.
I'd have quite liked that.
That's what we want.
I'd like that. That'd be pretty
fast. Could have gone down the line, the Or game, a chop across the head or something on one of them. That would have been quite funny.
I'd quite like to sort of seen. I would like to see one of them jump the barrier, but they probably just didn't want to. By the time Orton was out pretty quick, so he could still get involved. Going forward, I do see a rematch, probably a Battleground, and it's in a stipulation of some kind.
So John Cena's coming back this week. Do you not think he is going to get into the title picture quite quick, or do you reckon?
Free agent. It'll be interesting what they do with him. They're really building this free agent stuff, so whether he might just come out and try, maybe even if he says to, you might see Brian and Shane trying to give him a new deal, he might reject it, he might just want to turn up on Raw, as he's such a big star, he might just want to turn up on Raw and SmackDown. It'll be interesting, but as I say, I certainly see a rematch Battleground, but it'll be interesting to see who's carrying the belt into SummerSlam. With it being such a big pay-per-view, whether they feel Jinder's done enough to be the man to take him into SummerSlam, which I'd be too angry about that.
I don't know what they'll do with Jinder if he ever lost the title, because they're so top-heavy on top stars and on SmackDown.
If they did have Jinder wrestling at SummerSlam, would they waste what could make a feel as an incredible match? As you say, I think you only got to look at that elimination show, but there's some major stars there.
Yeah.
And also Cena back in the fold as well. There's some big names. I was about Jericho, I know that when he's back, but that's another big name. So they've got some big names. It'll be interesting to see if they do trust him enough to take it into the SummerSlam, but what we do know is he's still champion, and so I thought the match was pretty good. Again, it was a screwy finish. We didn't have a cleaner. I think he's crying out Jinder for a big clean finish, a win.
Yeah.
Whether Dolan will do that or not, but
that's why I was thinking a cage match, because then he can at least Nobody can interfere, and he can use the cage as a weapon as well, so it won't be like...
Yeah.
And you don't have to pin anyone, really. You just climb out the cage, can't you?
I think you need something to win without a screwy finish. And yeah, a cage could work, or even like just escape the cage quicker than Orton in a sneaky way. I just think you need something, just because I think you can't keep going on winning, getting help, winning matches. Even if it's just a main event on Saturday against someone like a good star like Zayn, or...
I was thinking Zayn, because Zayn can take losses at the moment. He just never seems to win. A couple of wins over Zayn.
Could offend people I love Zayn. You've got to offend people who really like Zayn by saying, oh, that's just jobbing Zayn out again. But, you know, I think they need someone, because I think he's only had that win over Mojo in recent week. I think he needs a big win over a big star like Zayn, maybe even Styles, to win clean. Whether that's if he's in a position to do that, yeah, I don't know. But I think personally he does. But I don't know. I think that's all I'm at. Yeah. So, if you've got any thoughts, if you want to get us involved with us on Twitter, if you're happy with Jinder as the champion, if you think he should drop the belt immediately because you're bored of him, if you think Orton should be champion,
drop it to anybody but Orton. We can't have Orton being a 14-time world
champion. Then just let us know. So the main event was, believe it or not, the Money in the Bank match.
Which I didn't like either. What's the point of having the number one contender match after? Shouldn't they have the championship match on last, so it could be a thing of he could cash in?
I wasn't a big fan of that as well. And it stops the potential cashing on the night, which makes obviously a lot of obvious sense for people to do. They don't want to care about the and they just want to grab or try and get the belt.
It was amazing, was it? 2015 when Dean Ambrose cashed in on the night. It was
brilliant. Yeah, last year. I think it was 2016. Last year.
Was it last year? Sheamus the year before? Yeah, sorry.
2 years ago, Sheamus won it 2 years ago.
Yeah. I got Sheamus and Ambrose mixed up.
That's right. but no, I thought the actual main... I know it probably shouldn't have won last. I agree with you there. I'd rather it be the Miz card in the middle of the show. I thought it was a bloody good Money in the Bank match. I thought it was quality.
It does prove why they shouldn't have it at WrestleMania. The talent they had in it. If they had it at WrestleMania, it would be full of upper mid-card people. But because they can have it as their own show, they can just fill it, stack it with top stars. What did you think of Nakamura getting attacked on the way in? Do you think he might be carrying a bit of an injury and he couldn't do a full match?
It has been mentioned around. I don't know. I thought, though...
Was it just to get heat on Baron Corbin?
Whether it's not, I thought they did everything about that correct, though. I like the heat. It got heat for Corbin.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be a fantastic heel, Corbin. I thought that was one. And then, to be fair, when he came out, he got a massive pop. I know his theme tune's quality as well. And again, it helped him get over as well by coming out being a brilliant fighter. So I thought everything that bit was done correctly.
Yeah, I think everything up to where Nakamura came back out was kind of just waiting for him to come back out. There was a couple of spots, like the AJ. It was Owens and Zayn, so he was taking all the spots.
I thought everyone in that match put on a good show. I thought everyone did look strong at times. Even Ziggler, I thought he was looking pretty good.
Is it Ziggler who took the sunset flip off the sunset powerbomb?
I think it was. Yeah,
that looked scary with his concussion history.
I thought there was a lot of good. Well, I like with Owens breaking the ladder as well.
It looked nasty when he got AA'd onto it by AJ Styles. I was like,
I thought there was a lot of good spots during the match. I thought the match was brilliant. I thought everyone put on a good show.
The best bit of the match was when Nakamura came back out, shinsassed everybody, and then went to climb the ladder. AJ was on the other side, and then they both picked it up, put the ladder to the side of the match, and then actually fought each other. I thought they were going to do it, and then somebody attacked them.
I think that sums up both men. I I think that was a quality stare down.
That must be WrestleMania main event next year. They need to somehow get the belt back onto AJ and then have Nakamura win the Royal Rumble and have that as the main event.
I agree. That is just so much money that would go into that. And I thought the stare down was great. I thought the move of the ladder was great in that.
I'm surprised it actually happened. I was convinced somebody was going to come in and knock, stop, attack them from behind. But it's brilliant. Saved the show
was
that
it
match.
Tom Phillips, or I think it was Tom Phillips as well on commentary. I like this comment of cause it just helped sort of the younger people who maybe don't know their history of I think he was basically saying they've got a lot of dark history, these two.
Yeah, they fought Wrestle Kingdom 5th. It's one, yeah, 2 years, 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah,
3 years ago.
I thought that was, as I said, I thought it was just a brilliant moment in the match. But so the match as a whole was great. Winner, what did you think of Mr. Baron Corbin winning?
I'm happy. I do prefer heels to win. You predicted Corbin. I predicted Owens to win, wasn't it? So, I think it could be amazing. I could see him being a bit of a stalkery one. If they do vignettes of him stalking the champion, maybe on his motorbike. But it is a lot better when heels have the belt, the case. I'm not sure when he's going to cash in, though. I can't see him cashing in on Jinder.
No, I'd always have him just lurking in the...
I could see him keeping it for a while.
Oh, I think he'll keep it for a while. And I wouldn't even mind if he's proper badass. If I don't know whether it's only a contract for the SmackDown, but already in my mind, I would love it if he could cash in on
Brock.
I'd love it. I think, because the thing is with Baron Corbin, I thought, best time I've ever seen with him is I loved it on the Royal Rumble when he came in and just no shits and just kicked Strowman out of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. I think he'll go. I really like Corbin. I'm glad that WWE have done this, because I think he'll go. I think he could be a very, very good heel. I think he probably needs to work on the mic a bit more.
I think
he might get the chance to do that with as he's in a quite high profile spot now. I think he warned Jinder on, obviously on Talking Smack, but like you said, I don't think heels will ever cash in on heels unless it's to turn one face, but if it's a big heel cash in on
them. Unless at the Battleground, it is in a cage match, Randy Orton wins a hard-fought match, and then he cashes in on Randy Orton.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, something like that, and then you can have Orton, but then there's Orton SummerSlam Scream Major SmackDown match, so it's... It'll be very interesting in his cashing. I don't think there's an obvious time yet. Usually when superstars sort of cashing, you usually get a time that they're probably going to do it. Mm. I know stuff can easily change over the course of time, injuries and what have you, but I think he'll look quite cool with it. And so I'd like him just to, I think they just need to keep having it as a battle, certainly keep winning. I think slipping on through that Battleground, you'll probably face Shinsuke in a match.
I hope they don't do what they usually do. Now you've got the briefcase, you can start losing loads.
Well, I think that's what they're going to do. I think Nakamura will win the feud, to be honest with you. And I think what I can potentially see happen is I think Nakamura will beat Corbin either at, it could be that Battleground will give you both for SummerSlam, and then later on in one of those nights cash in on Orton. I think that's already where it's going, to be honest. Whether Corbin does do it, as I said, I don't know when Corbin's going to do it. I don't think it's obvious yet, because certainly why Jinder's champion, but as you say, if that does happen if they do go on the route of a hardcore cage match, then I think Corbin cashing in would make a bit of sense.
Now, what about Carmella? When do you think she'll cash in?
I think Naomi could be a potential one to cash in on. She hasn't really got any history of any of them, has she?
No.
It'd be quite good if she could, like, maybe if she was. Yeah, I don't know. Naomi is champion. Already makes it heel on face. So, but then I think we'll see Elsa Karen for a while. I think both of them hold for a fair bit. I know, because there's been quite a lot of quick cash in recent years. Especially last year, we only saw it sort of done in one. I think Seth held it for quite a while.
Do you think that they'll still be part of the welcome committee? Do you think that'll still be a little faction thing? Or do you think that's...
No, I think it's already all gone. I think it was only just really while they... I thought they were pretty good.
If they had like the four of them with the briefcase, it could be quite an interesting thing. Of maybe Naomi gets beaten up a lot by people.
If she can sell Naomi and Natalya and Tamina and say, if I win the belt, I'll give you both the first dibs.
Yeah.
And you see that over the years, people say, yeah, okay.
With Baron, I'd like him to just come out and just beat the champion up for weeks and not cash in on him.
Yeah, that'd be quite cool. I'd like him just to stare out, because I don't think he'll do anything to Ginger. He might get in the odd finishing move, but I would like just even backstage, just giving the odd stare and stuff. And see that basically remind him to keep watching his over his back sort of thing.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool. That concludes us for our pilot episode. I hope everyone, all our listeners, have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Feedback would be greatly appreciated if you think what we haven't done wrong, which you might like to see in future, what you'd like us maybe to discuss in the future. We'll next be back after the fantastic pay-per-view name of Great Balls
Great
of Fire.
Balls of Fire.
And that'll be on, I believe that is on Sunday, July the 7th.
Do you want to do a prediction of who you think will win the main event?
I think it'll be Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. No, I had a feeling that they put it on Joe and then he kind of hot potato the championship for a bit, but then Brock wins it back, maybe Survivor Series. Because the rumour's going to be Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns at WrestleMania next year.
Yeah, so no, I hope that rumours die off quickly. I hope Joe wins, but I can't see it. I hope they do a rematch at SummerSlam though, because I know there's been talk of Reigns Strowman, Lesnar Strowman, which, don't get me wrong, I think it'll be quite good. I think Strowman.
There's a rumor for SummerSlam. It's going to be a fatal four-way. It's going to be Strowman, Reigns,
Lesnar, and Joe.
Lesnar and possibly Joe. I can't remember. I don't like fatal four-ways.
I don't like the major shows. I think major shows should be a personal one-on-one. But
I don't like Brock in multi-man matches. It just seems to be Suplex City for 20 minutes.
That's true. But yeah, no, that concludes us. Have you got any thoughts on Money in the Bank as well? Or if you think Baron Corbin was the right choice?
Well, we did actually do Twitter polls on this. Alright, so we asked our Twitter followers. Are you happy with Carmella winning the Money in the Bank? 53% of people said yes. And we asked them, are you happy with Baron Corbin winning the Money in the Bank? And 59% of them said yes. So they agree with us. So.
Okay. Thank you very much for everyone's time. I'm your host, Nick Daly, joined by Chris Lappin. And we'll probably see you commencing July 9th.
Yeah.
After the Great Balls of Fire.
Good night.
Good night.